Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So there's a lot going on in the state legislature as well. We are now 21 days away from the proposed constitutional convention as laid out in HB 800. You've heard me say that any of the folks that represent me that vote for HB 800, I will not be voting for them. And that's how strongly I feel about this, because we have not done our due diligence. And here we are 21 days out, and guess what is missing? An agenda, which is basically an expression of where the administration wants to be on this issue. So we continue to play hide the ball with everyone, including legislators. Like, the bill went before the House Appropriation Committee yesterday. There were two from Jefferson Parish on that committee. One voted yes to move HB 800. Timothy Kerner, I would suggest that you call him. He voted yes. Rodney Lyons voted no. Both Westbach representatives. Kind of curious. What are you voting on? The only thing that has happened thus far is House Governmental and Affairs met for 3 or 4 days, and the outcome was Article 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the Constitution will not be meddled with at all. And those fell underneath the construct of House Governmental and Affairs. And now we're on everything else: judiciary, appropriations, education, all very important issues. One would think that we would have an agenda 21 days out. And counting. Still no agenda. I was talking to some legislators the other day. They don't even know what committee this whole process is going to go to next. Some were surprised that it went to appropriation. So, I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. It's obvious that we have not done the due diligence. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. We are just taking it a day at a time, trying to figure out where we are. They're probably still trying to pull votes together. That shouldn't be that difficult, because it looks like everyone on the Republican side of the aisle, for the most part, is just going to walk into this blindly and not really ask the probative, difficult questions as to how this is ultimately going to play out, and why can't we just know what issues and what the desires are of the administration as it relates to what they want to take out of the Constitution and put into revised statute. As a taxpaying citizen, I would love to know. I would love to know. I'd love to do the due diligence. I'd love to do the research. I'd love to gain a better understanding of what that means, what it looks like, whether or not that would be a super statute, one requiring 2/3 vote of the members of both House in order to change it once it would be voted by the public, if that's going to be the ballot call language that the type of statute that it would fall into would be a super statute requiring 2/3 vote in order to change it. I would feel better about it if that was the case, but I still don't feel good about this process, because you, me, and others have no role in the process at all. Everything in the Constitution was voted on by us, and it was there for a reason. And in some cases, a lot of these amendments were passed resoundingly. Votes that weren't even close. So it was clear the mood of the public and a desire to put it and protect it and amend the Constitution. Now, we've had a lot of messaging out of the administration of, you know, why would you want to be inconvenienced with these votes and this and that and reading this and doing that? And this is what you've elected us for, to take and bear all of that inconvenience. That's not necessarily true. Those are all smoke screens. Don't fall prey to that. Information is power. The more information you have, the better off you're going to be, the more control you'll have over your life. And a lot of these things are going to impact your life. Let's just take one example of going too fast. There was an article just this morning written by Patrick Wall over at NOLA.com. Headline, we're slowing it down. Louisiana Senate pumps brakes on Jeff Landry plan to fund private schools. Education savings account. Yesterday, Senator Rick Edmonds from Baton Rouge proposed a complete overhaul of the plan he sponsored, which would put tax dollars into education savings accounts that parents could spend on tuition. Instead of creating an ESA program, the revised Senate bill would require the state to first gather relevant information. Wow. Earth-shattering, right? Earth-shattering. How many times did pretty much everybody who's talked about this on radio, TV, otherwise, talked about the due diligence that you need to do before you embark upon a program of this nature, because it has a huge fiscal impact on the state of Louisiana. And when you talk to folks, the one thing that you recognize right off the bat is that no one had their head or their arms around the issue, and no one really knew what the fiscal note was going to ultimately be year to year to year. And this goes into a year where we know that we'll have a $500 to $700 million fiscal cliff. And we could potentially add over $200 million in costs by virtue of this program. So Senate President Cameron Henry says last week, we're slowing it down. We need a lot more information. Another revelation, right? Another revelation. They need relevant information and a lot more information. Two great points. Why they waited till now to bring them up is beyond me, but these are great points. We need more, and the more that we have to make sure it's relevant so we can be in a better position to determine the efficacy of this program and what it will ultimately mean to public school education, what it means to private school education, and what it means to the budget of the state of Louisiana. And there's another comment that's made about it's hard to take back these programs, right? Once you start these programs, it's very hard to pull them back, Cameron Henry told reporters earlier this month. So we want to make sure that we don't give someone false hope and then have to take that back. Yeah, that's one of the primary motivations in doing your appropriate due diligence, to gain an understanding as to whether or not this endeavor can support itself. Because if it can't, the public loses a lot of confidence. You create disruption in the educational stream of commerce by having a lot of money flow through one year and then a lot of money being taken out in the following year. That doesn't bode well for education. Nobody would want that. Everyone wants stability, a stable revenue source. It would be a disaster for an educational system that already finds itself pretty much at the bottom of everything. So it's otherwise a crapshoot because we've not done the due diligence. Why is that? There's an expression of impatience in this administration, of wanting to get a lot done right now, get it over with, get it behind us, consume the political capital necessary now. The public tends to forget three years down the road. This gets pretty butt ugly, and we can begin to craft our messaging in order to make it something that it's not, as opposed to taking a business approach, doing the due diligence before you make these investments. The irony is every one of these folks have worked in some kind of business somewhere, somehow, either their own or for somebody else. They wouldn't spend their own money in this fashion. They wouldn't approach this situation in this fashion if it was their own money that they were putting at risk. Why? Because it's just too damn risky. That's why. Plain and simple. They know it, and if they tell you something otherwise, they're lying. They know it's risky. They don't have their hands around this issue as to what the fiscal impact's going to be. But I can promise you this, if it was their money, they wouldn't be putting it at risk. They would take a much more conservative, deliberate approach. They would have studies. They would have experts. They would have a lot of different things. They'd have financial folks that would be opining on this issue. They'd have all of those ducks in a row before they ever called upon a representative board, executive committee, or whatever in the private sector to do or make this decision. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Is it too much to ask for by us that they treat this money as though it's their own money? That they do those things on our behalf as the fiduciary to us? That's what they are. They're our fiduciary. We've elected them to be our fiduciary. I don't believe it's too much to ask for them to do the appropriate things. When you hear these statements now, when we're weeks down the road, 21 days out from this special session, if we get there, this bill is going to have to get through the process in rocket speed. Are we really going to have all that we need in order to accomplish it? The answer is obviously not. Because for them to come forward and make the comments and the statements that they're making now, they're recognizing that they don't. Now, one other thing that we know for sure is that there's no desire on any of their parts to consume political capital. And anytime you start to see the backstroking routine that's going on right now, that's what it's all about predominantly. People are saying, they're reading the polls, they're fielding your calls on these issues, which you should continue to call on the public records bill and HB 800 on constitutional convention, on this bill as well. Senate Bill 313 is the proposed overhaul, and the original bill is House Bill 745 that they're trying to overhaul with this bill on the Senate side. And let them know how you feel about it. This is about your kids. This is about the funding of their education. This is about their future. This is about a battle within. Now, there's some provisions I like about, you know, this bill and everything else. What I don't like is I don't believe that right now, if asked of this administration, let us see the plan. Show us a plan. Show us how it's going to work out. Show us the fiscal note. How is that going to get funded? Where are you going to draw this from? What's the impact going to be on the public school system? How many students do we anticipate moving from the public school to the private school or parochial sector? What is the capacity of those other alternative schools? And how many students, at best, can they take annually over the next 10 years? That's all relevant, valid information to gain an understanding as to how the public education system is going to be impacted here. And we start to look at it from a dollars and cents standpoint to see whether or not it makes any sense. We hear a lot from folks sometimes, well, this is how the process works. No, not really. If this is what you had in mind when you got elected in the first primary, you had more time to prepare your legislative agenda than any other governor, because most go through a second primary. You would have started working on these initiatives and laying out the game plan, the marketing plan, as to how you're going to market this, and having the answers to the questions that are the most obvious. And there's some that are out there that are so obvious it's scary, and what's really scary is we don't have an answer. So now we're slowing it down. So this is a great situation. It's emblematic of the problems with HB 800. This is what happens when you don't do your due diligence. You recognize, ooh, we bit off more than we can chew, which is pretty much what they're doing with HB 800. 21 days away, and we still don't have an agenda. We'll be right back with Arnie Philko. Stay with us.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.